Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and number one best-selling author with my stress reduction book on Amazon.com. So today in 1 week is Thanksgiving, and that's actually one of my most favorite holidays. I love the gatherings with the families and friends and enjoy the choices I get to make about eating healthy and in the correct proportions. So I will feel great today and the days to come. So many people actually overeat over the holidays. For them, it's more about the food than the gathering, then the sharing and the caring about one another. Whereas for me, it's more about, you know, sharing with each other, loving on each other, reminiscing about good memories, being just encourageable to others, and just really make this a fun event and not just a stuff your face event. I mean, I'm sorry to say it that way, but I have observed a lot of things over my years. And honestly, most people that I've seen, and I'm not saying that everybody is the same way, but the ones that I've seen, they just love to go in for seconds and third and fourth. And then if they can snatch some dessert before everything is even finished, they're going to go for more. And so I just thought I'm going to give you a couple of tips on how to have a happy, healthy, blessed, and most wonderful Thanksgiving, one to remember for a long time and one you want to repeat. So, yeah, feeling great the next day is important, and that only we do when we're prepared to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And by the way, Thanksgiving for me is not just one day a year, one day out of 365 days. Every day are more than enough reasons to be thankful for. But Thanksgiving Day is where most of the friends and family can get together and actually share with one another what they're thankful for during the whole year that they probably have not seen each other. I mean, living East Coast, West Coast, North, South, wherever we are, it's not always easy to get together. So being prepared and doing something fun for the holidays is absolutely wonderful. So do you remember a holiday meal where you ate too much and then you felt really sick to your stomach? Is there a way to avoid that and still be very happy? Yes, there is. And there are many ways. I'm going to share some tips and options for you to choose from so you will feel great. So one of them is to never ever attend a function when you're hungry. Eat something small before you go there so you can actually walk around, talk to people, enjoy their company, and see what's available, and then make smart choices of what is really there that you really, really want to try or have because you know how good it is. And then you can just kind of choose your proportions a little bit because you know you have inspected everything first, so you know what's available. So make your choices that you have enough lean and green. That's the veggies and salads and stuff. Don't drench anything in gravies or salad dressings or whatever there is. Make sure you can actually taste your food. Chew every bite about 30 to 50 times, because when you do that, the saliva does half the digestion already before it goes in the stomach, and so there is less that's going to sit on your hips and on your stomach afterwards. So those are just little fun things to do. Always have a glass of water in your dominant hand so you're not tempted to graze or taste everything that's on the table. Remember, you came in, you said hi to the host or hostess, you greeted everybody, you walked around, you inspected what kind of foods there were and what you really wanted and what you could do without being offensive, or just have one bite of something instead of a whole slice, especially when it comes down to pies. There's usually an abundance of pies, like pumpkin pie, pecan pie, lemon meringue pie, apple pie, cherry pie, you name it. I mean, there is so much wonderful stuff out there that even if you were to eat only one bite of each, you would have sugar overload. So sugar and sodium are actually the worst things that we eat around those times, because it tastes good. It makes it feel, you know, it. When you put sodium in food, it changes the texture. I mean, I make bread for my husband, and I only put like a quarter teaspoon of sodium in the bread just so it holds together better. The texture is different than if I don't put anything in at all. So those are just some things to actually look forward to. And that's why it's a good reason to have a glass or a bottle of water in your dominant hand all the time. So if you take a bite of something salty or something sweet, flush it down with water. Drink more water than normal when you go to those things. Number one, it fills you up. Number two, it flushes out the sodium or the sugar. It gets rid of the toxins. And it looks like you're doing something. So it doesn't look like you're totally empty-handed, but you're just not stuffing your face. So that's pretty good. I already said, if you want to taste something, have one bite instead of an entire slice. Focus on the family and friends and not the food. Gatherings are usually, that reminds me of the Thornton gathering that they had on TV for a while. It no longer exists, but there are still a couple of copies out there that we can see or put on demand, where they get together and they celebrated and they talked about the good things that happened and whatnot. And that is actually one thing that I've done with my in-law family over here. I hosted Thanksgiving forever, so many years, because I had the biggest table in the house and I had enough chairs and I enjoyed cooking with my husband together. But cooking for a whole week for 30 people, having them come in and just eat and complain and leave, that is not a Thanksgiving to me. So it was quite a few years. It was over 20 years ago, because we've been living down here in Southern California for 16 already. So it was over 20 years ago when I told my husband I did no longer want to host Thanksgiving because nobody was thankful for anything and everybody was bitching about it. And he goes, yeah, you know, I noticed that too. We're slaving away for a whole week, cooking, baking, getting things ready, freezing them so they don't go bad, and then defrosting them on time and whatnot, whatnot. And everything is homemade, because we don't just go out and buy pies. We make everything on our own. And he said, okay, let's do it differently. Let's give it one more shot. And we're going to put out a list of food that we want. And we're going to ask who's going to bring what. And they have to sign up. And then they have to clean up. They have to help us clean up. It's not up to you, he said to me, my husband. It's not up to you to clean a whole week after the 30-some people are gone just because you find food from the kids on the floor and you find this and you find that and there's another dish and then you have to figure out whose dish belongs to whom. And that stretched usually out into a two-week turmoil. And so we made it very clear. The next year, we actually made a list of what we wanted and wrote down everybody who's going to attend and said, please fill in what you're going to bring. Bring it and then be responsible to take your own containers back home. You get to wash them here. I will not do the cleanup for everybody. And, oh my gosh, it did not only change in the way people came and behaved. and were grateful and thankful for everything and started praising people for the food they made and started accepting compliments on the food they brought, that was amazing in itself. But they helped clean up. They went to the kitchen and started washing before I was even there. They helped me with the kids because they were their kids, not mine. And then we went around the table and everybody shared something they were thankful for. And that experience alone was so heartwarming, so amazing, because the focus was on something positive and nobody was allowed to share anything negative. And the people who complained about anything were escorted out the door by my loving husband, who actually took a stand for me and said, you know what? If you can't have anything positive to say, go home. We don't want you here because this is a day to celebrate and not a day to bitch. And he actually even escorted his own father out the door and drove him home and came back. And he apologized and he said to everybody, I told you guys, we will not put up with negativity. We want a positive experience. We want a lot of sharing, a lot of laughter, a lot of fun. We want to have some activities for the kids in a specific corner in the same room so we can observe them and make sure that if they needed help, somebody could help them out. And it was one of the most fun events ever hosted in that house. So that's what we're doing from now on, except now we're down here and we don't have any relatives close by. We quite often go to my husband's twin sister, which is amazing. She is an amazing cook and everybody there brings tons of food. And since we have to drive 2 hours or plus, depending on the traffic, she usually says we shouldn't bring anything. But, you know, it's all amazing and we're doing that there too. We started it by going around the table and thinking, you know, either people or thanking God or a higher supreme being or something for the good things that have happened. Now, having said all these tips or mentioned these tips with what to do and what not to do, I want to give you some statistics on why this is so important to me besides sharing and caring about your loved ones. In 2015-2016, the prevalence of obesity was 39.8% in adults and 18.5% in youth. That is huge. That is only that high in the U.S. I don't know of any other country where it's quite that high that I have statistics about that are facts. So the estimated annual medical cost of obesity in the U.S. was $147 billion. That was B as in Bruno, not M as in Matthew. $147 billion in 2008 in U.S. dollars. The medical cost for people who have obesity was $1,429 higher than those of normal weight. And I put the link behind. Unfortunately, I could not hyperlink it. But if you copy and paste it into your URL, you can go and look it up at the CDC government link. And it gives you all the facts there. So I don't want to focus on obesity. I just wanted to throw that in there. Because yesterday I listened to a webinar where they were telling us how many days till Thanksgiving, how many days till Christmas, how many days till New Year's, how many meals a day for those things. And when you don't budget your food intake, how many thousands of calories you eat more than you need. And that's why most people gain between 5 to 20 pounds, depending on who they are and what they do, over the holidays, over the November, December, and for New Year's. And I go, wow. Now, to figure out, you do that. In 2 months, you gain 10, 15, 20 pounds. Wow. Now, quite often people cannot take it off because they have diet mentality. That's where I come in as a transformational health coach. We work on your mindset, on your healthy habits, so it's not a diet. We work on the things that are everlasting, and you can make habits for the rest of your life so you can remain healthy. So having shared that, you know, then we just looked at it and we divided it up and we figured out the calories per meal and stuff. Had some fun playing around with it to just realize how serious this is and where the focus actually should be. So I have done that. Now, since this is for Thanksgiving and life is actually a gift, not a game, I want to read to you a poem that a dear friend of mine has written, and it is quite amazing. He wrote, "Life is a gift, not a game. I was greeted by a beautiful sunrise again today. What will I do with this gift that has come my way? There will be 86,400 powerful ticks of the clock. Each one makes a distinct sound as life's opportunities knock. What will I choose to plant today before I begin? I know that positive expectancy is life's best friend. Will I be open to the unlimited possibilities at every turn? One seed that I will plant is the desire to learn. How will I impact those I encounter today? My goal is simple, to make a difference in some small way. I will focus on those outcomes without refrain, for I know in my heart that lives is truly a gift. It's not a game. Every single action I take is a part of my journey today. Life doesn't come with an eraser. Our actions are here to stay. My enthusiasm will be the emotion constantly kept on display. My energy and excitement will fuel my days. Joy and passion I choose to project, and my integrity and values I will forever protect. My goals will remain indelibly inscribed in my mind, and I will cherish and I will honor this gift we call time. I will hustle and execute without 1 ounce of fear, as the words of my mother, anything is possible, ring through my ears. I will focus on these outcomes without refrain, because I know in my heart life is truly a gift. It's not a game. Where can my vision take me if I just believe? To whatever destination I have the courage to conceive. What shall I do when sometimes confronted with strife? Just remember, it's not about making a living. It's about making a life. A day of selfless giving is in my mind's eye. Nothing feels better than doing what's right. I will be calm when chaos isn't in my mind's midst. I will believe in my mission when others resist. When the climb gets steep, as it sometimes can by faith, and my belief will be my guiding hand. I will focus on these outcomes without refrain. Life is truly a gift and not a game. And it is Paul D. Cummings who wrote this poem on April 30th, 2016. That was a couple of years before he had a nasty stroke on Mother's Day when he went to go home and visit his parents. And then he suffered from aphasia. And now he's back to talking again. He's been working really hard. But this was one of the last poems he wrote before it happened. And I treasure this poem because, number one, my friend is so filled with gratitude with being thankful for everything that I could not resist. I had to share. So that's it for today. The next episode is going to be on December 5th. I'm skipping next Thursday because we're going to be driving up north and back. We're going to be in the car for 14 hours, 7 hours each way, and spending some time around lunchtime, early afternoon with the family and friends in Northern California. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's just going to be a long drive, and I will have my food with me, my fueling, so I can eat regularly, and I won't be starving before we get there and eat. So I wish everybody a most wonderful, happy, and blessed Thanksgiving. Remain healthy. And if you want to be on my show, if you have something to contribute, be it for healthy body, healthy mind, or healthy finances, if you have questions, suggestions, you may email me at dythomson@gmail.com, or you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. I said voicemail or text. I will not answer the phone when I don't know whose number it is, and we don't have a scheduled call because I'm too busy, and I want to be prepared for every call. So I will return, though, your message or your call, or answer it within 24 to 48 hours or sooner, and I will be prepared to give you the answers that you were asking me questions about. So again, a very happy, healthy, and blessed Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families and friends. Love on them, and make it about the gathering and not about the eating. I love you all, and talk to you in 2 weeks.